Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Thanks so much for joining us this week on Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive. I'm Walter Storholt alongside the great team at Security First Asset Management here in Middle Georgia, serving you with offices in Dublin and in Macon as well. The team is Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. Always enjoy checking in with the guys and hope the week is treating you well, fellas. How are things going in Middle Georgia?
Beautiful day. Yes. Beautiful day.
Nice sunny day outside today.
Well, glad to hear it. Well, we have a lot of good things coming up on today's show. We're going to talk about the little white lies that we hear about in the financial world, and so that you can spot these as well and understand why they're little white lies and how harmful they might actually be to your portfolio. A little bit later on, we'll hear a great story from Bill and Daniel about the time that they met with a client who lived to an advanced age but were still in good shape financially because of the help that they got with the team at Security First Asset Management, designing their plan. And then last but not least, we'll talk about some of the stress that we face in retirement and why people find retirement to be such a stressful venue when it really shouldn't be all that stressful. All that plus much more straight ahead on today's show. But let me remind you the number to call. If you have questions or want to get in touch with the team, you can call 800-987-1443. Again, that's 800-987-1443. And you can also submit questions online that we can feature on the show by going to completetheplan.com. That's completetheplan.com. That's how we'll start out this week's show with a great question from Josh in Warner Robins. Josh says, I consider myself a conservative investor, but sometimes I think I shouldn't be conservative. Do you think I should loosen up a little bit and take more risk?
Josh, thank you for taking the time to ask that question. I wish you'd put your age with that and kind of where you're at in life. In general, if you have a long time before you need to retire, and more importantly, when you need to access the capital that you invested, you'll be able to take more risk than if you have a short period of time. Risk really, when it comes down to it, is equivalent to volatility. How much ups and downs are you willing to take on in order to get a higher than average return? If you're a conservative investor and you're real young and you're putting money away into a 401k plan, but you've got 20 or 30 years before you anticipate needing the money, I would say that you should probably not be too conservative because you'll leave a lot of returns and compounding interest on the table if you were to do that. But why don't you give us a call and let us know more about your situation. That would give us some insight into how much risk you should be taking.
Yeah, it's a really good question. A lot of people always kind of wondering, where is that right risk level, Josh? So you're not alone in kind of wondering where that line is. A lot of the time, it'll vary with how old you are and where you are in life and some of your goals and things like that. So it's a good question to ask. And if you want further guidance, or maybe you're in a similar situation to Josh, you can call and go over your specific plan with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith at Security First Asset Management. Again, 800-987-1443, your number to call. It's now time for one of our facts of the week, little interesting tidbits that we always get. And I think Bill has our fact to kick things off. Bill, what do you have?
Yeah, Walter, this fact comes from CNBC back in February of this year. And the fact is, and of course we've been saying this for a long time, but this number is a little higher than what we have read about. It said 81% of Americans don't know how much they need to retire. How much money they need. Yeah.
81%.
That's a big issue.
That's a big issue. Well, there's so many risks to that. We don't know longevity, how long we're going to live. We don't know anything about inflationary pressure in the future, taxes, all those unknowns. I can understand why people don't know the number. But we don't talk about the number as much as we talk about how much income will we need in retirement. Right, Daniel?
That's right. It's where it starts.
Well, we've all guys got to flip that equation around a little bit. And I guess part of that's the mentality, guys. You remember the commercials years ago, and maybe they're even still on now. I don't watch as much TV as I used to, but they have the commercials where the people are walking around with the big number and all yeah. all the planning was focused on achieving that one particular number, but you're saying that's not really supposed to be the focus anyway.
The focus has to be on how much income can I generate from the sources that I've accumulated. That's the number.
And that's what we need to always keep in mind. Good stat, that kind of that fact of the week points us in the right direction a little bit, showing us where there's sort of this disconnect between how prepared we are and how prepared we should be when it comes to our financial planning. Well, the team at Security First Asset Management, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, they are also retirement income certified professionals and National Social Security advisors as well. So they specialize in helping people get to and all the way through retirement. And I'm sure that you've heard many little white lies that other people in the financial world have distributed over the years. We hear about them all the time. And it's not because somebody's trying to make a misleading statement. It's just that sometimes the simple statement they say doesn't give the whole story, kind of the essence of a little white lie. I'm going to give an example, see what you guys read into this. I know that there have been clients that have heard that saying, you know, don't worry about these losses that you've just experienced because, you know what, the market always goes up in the long run. Why is that a little white lie?
Well, it's a lie depending on when you need the money. Right. So it's always easy to say when it's someone else's money, don't worry about that. Don't worry about how it makes you feel. But when it's your money, the average investor really does worry about it, as I think they should be, especially if they need to take income or withdraw some of the funds in the short term. The S&P 500, the average correction time to come back from a major recession is 50 months. So 50 months is a long time to wait. You know, we're 9 years into a long bull market now. No one knows when the market's going to correct and how far down it will go. But if you are now starting to take on more risk, you have to be considering yourself a speculative investor. People that like predictability over opportunity want to be more conservative now when people are making emotional investment decisions at the top of the market.
It's a good example of how timing really changes that equation, that conversation, and that's what leads that to be a little white lie when talking about the market always going up in the long run. Well, it doesn't really matter very much if you're only a year away from retirement and need to start withdrawing funds on your portfolio. You don't care how long the market's going to have an up run. Those first couple of years, you're going to be frustrated.
And, yeah, you don't want to have to reach in and take money out in the first couple of years of your retirement with your funds already down principal losses.
That's what we call sequence of return risk, and it's real. We have to be aware of where we are in the market cycle when we retire.
Well, in 2008, what happened, guys? You had a lot of people who wanted to retire and then, had to wait or took just major losses in their portfolio, had to adjust their lifestyles. I mean, a lot of different consequences. The best answer, I guess, for some of those folks who hadn't done advanced planning was to just keep working until, you know, they were able to retire when their accounts returned back up. But, I mean, that took, 4 or 5 years to get back to those marks and those levels?
If they're there yet, it depends on how they were invested.
Good point. Yeah, so they might not even be there, some people.
Some people may have stayed on the sidelines in cash during that period of time, and they certainly haven't recovered yet.
Yeah, that's a good point. Another little white lie that we will see, this one could be viewed as a lot bigger than a white lie perhaps, but when clients hear, you know, the fees in your portfolio, they're not bad. They're less than 1%. Why is that sometimes a little white lie?
Because it's simply easy to say 1% when we ignore what net asset value really means if we're talking about a mutual fund portfolio, because there's fees in there that we don't see based on pricing. So there could be mutual fund expenses. There could be fees within variable annuities that we don't truly understand. That could be far more than 1%. And sometimes there's transaction costs and trading costs that are in portfolios that are above the fee. So it's good to understand exactly what all the fees are. If you're investing in mutual funds, you need to understand what you're spending and fees. And you also need to do that if you're in a managed portfolio, because if the fee that you're being charged is indeed 1%, does it include all trading costs, acquisition costs, or management costs? Full disclosure is what we need when it comes to fees.
We're talking with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith about little white lies we hear in the financial world, and that's a good one about fees. Interest rates is another spot where little white lies start to creep in whenever you discuss those. And right now we're hearing this a lot, guys. Even with interest rates ticking up slightly, you're still going to hear, with interest rates being so low, you're really better off to invest that money instead of paying off your house early. I always find that debate pretty interesting. Why is that maybe a little white lie, though?
Well, it could be, you know, mathematically accurate that with low interest rates, if you invest your money into something, you can earn a higher interest rate than you would if you had just taken the capital and paid off your house. But there's some other factors involved. Are you in a variable rate mortgage? Boy, that'd be silly to invest the money instead of paying that off in that circumstance if the rates could rise on your home. The other is are you close to retirement? I think a lot of people like to go into retirement with their mortgage paid off, you know, kind of a clean slate at retirement. Are you a good saver? Sometimes people are good at saving money, and they can still put money away and, you know, pay off the house over time and invest money over time into the market. But it's always, it comes down to their individual goals and what they're trying to accomplish. People feel differently about debt and handle that debt differently emotionally. So there's never a cut and dry answer on that.
Yeah, it's always going to be a debate that is going to depend on your particular situation, but consider more than just purely looking at it from an interest rate perspective and some of the even emotions, how you feel about things. Maybe you feel better having a paid-off house. And,
that's right.
And that can be something that you take into account as well. You'll hear this a lot of the time as well. Diversification, it's the key. Why is that a little white lie? Because that sounds pretty good to me on the surface.
Well, it's important to be diversified, and even well-diversified portfolios don't experience across-the-board good times if the market is trending backwards. But more importantly is a retirement plan. I think a retirement plan helps us to identify the kind of diversification we need, whether it be income or growth. And put a plan in place and understand then how to invest your money and diversify it accordingly.
And last but not least, let's cover one more little white lie that we often see. These bonds significantly reduce the risk in your portfolio. That's an interesting one, and especially with kind of the environment that we're in today. I think that's, and for someone approaching retirement, that's going to be a really important thing to discover that, well, it's kind of a little white lie there.
Yeah, the tricky thing with bonds is where we're at in the interest rate cycle. Bonds had a 25-year bull run. Now that bull run is over. As interest rates are beginning to creep back up, as yields go up, prices go down on that. So it doesn't dampen the volatility nearly as much as if we were in a falling interest rate environment. It can be very tricky. It's one way to hedge against risk is to have bonds in your portfolio. You can have cash in there. You could own put options and to protect you from downside tail risk. So there's more than one way to hedge the risk. Diversification is another way. It's not the only way. So we want to be smart about how we do this, and that's why we sit down with clients and help them develop plans to overcome these little white lies. We want to make sure they understand what they're doing, and so their plan makes sense to them so they can thrive in retirement. We're passionate. We have a belief that our clients deserve a secure, independent retirement. That's why we offer a free consultation to our radio listeners. For the next 10 people that call in who have saved at least $100,000 for retirement, give us a call at 1-800-987-1443. We'll sit down with you and go over your individual situation. If you have investments scattered at different places, we'll help you get it together in a cohesive, comprehensive financial plan. We call that the Lifetime Income Blueprint. So give us a call at 1-800-987-1443. And for the next callers that have saved at least $100,000, we're going to give you a free consultation, sit down with you, and evaluate your situation.
Again, that number to call is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. That'll put you in touch with Daniel Neesmith, Bill Danner, and the team at Security First Asset Management, serving you right here in Middle Georgia with Dublin and Macon offices. Again, your number to call for that complimentary review. Get your name on the calendar, 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. And stay with us. Much more coming up on today's show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
When it comes to retirement, we want you to thrive. Keep listening to Retirement Income Solutions.
Well, this is the part of the show that we like to call story time. It's where I ask Bill and Daniel to tell us a little bit about a story, maybe a particular situation they were in at some point in time. And guys, this week's topic for story time, tell us about a client who has lived to an advanced age, but they're still in good shape financially, thanks in part to the help that you gave them in designing a plan built to last.
Well, that's an interesting question. We have a lot of clients that started out with us, you know, 10, 15 years ago, and over time have had the ability to kind of have a peace of mind about their income situation. That's where we focus on. A lot of times people come to us and they have assets saved up. They have all kind of different things in place, but really, just like the stat we gave earlier, 81% of people don't know if they have enough saved for retirement because they simply haven't looked out into the future and projected it out. So an example would be a couple that came to us that had good savings, and they were just withdrawing money from their portfolio each year, trying to do what they consider the 4% withdrawal, and they felt uneasy about taking income at that rate and at that amount off their portfolio. They're watching it shrink down over time. So we were able to put a plan in place with them to give them some more stable portions to take their income from instead of having to take it from the more risky section of their portfolio. We like to have different streams of income that are more substantially safer than having to have everything in the stock market. So that gave them peace of mind, and they're still having the ability to give themselves raises every year, increase their income over time. And, you know, that's been several years ago, but they're confident now that their income is going to last them the rest of their life. So we feel like we made a difference in that situation.
Yeah, how big a difference in their emotions or their attitude does having peace of mind and confidence add, do you think?
A lot. It really means everything. If someone's scared to spend their money because they're going to run out, how much can you really enjoy your life? No one wants to go through and spend just as little as they can and just get by. We want them to thrive and be confident that they're not going to run out of money. And it's really our job to keep them on that track. When we're doing our reviews, we're reforecasting again and making sure they're still on track. And when times need to change, when strategies need to change, we bring that to their attention. And that, to me, that's what adds the long-term value.
I think that makes a lot of sense. If you'd like to get in touch with the team at Security First Asset Management right here in Middle Georgia and experience the same kind of success and have a story of yours sound like that with a successful conclusion, you can do that by picking up the phone and calling 800-987-1443. Again, that's 800-987-1443, and that'll put you in touch with Bill Danner, Daniel Neesmith, and the team at Security First Asset Management. Good story about how proper planning can provide for you well into the later stages of your years, maybe even beyond where you expected to be in retirement. 800-987-1443 is the number to call. That's 800-987-1443. Walter Storholt alongside Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, and there is more to come on today's show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. We'll take another one of your questions and much more around the corner. Listen, plan, thrive. More on the way.
Want to do what you love in retirement? Then listen to Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Income Solutions today. Walter Storholt here alongside Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith of Security First Asset Management, with offices in Dublin and Macon, serving you throughout Middle Georgia. Find the team online by going to completetheplan.com. That's completetheplan.com, or by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. By the way, when you call, don't worry. We're not going to put you on the radio. You don't have to, you know, call in, and you're not going to ask your question right away on the air radio or something like that. But if you want a question featured on the show, you can go to the website and submit one there. In fact, we have one from Craig in Macon to feature to kick off our next segment, guys. Craig says, my wife is significantly younger than me, and I'm guessing she'll outlive me by at least 10 years. Do I need life insurance on myself to be sure she's okay after I'm gone?
Thanks, Craig, for calling. You know, I think a lot of times we misunderstand how important life insurance could be, especially with a family that there's a difference in age, such as you and your wife. The thing to think about is the replacement of your income. If you were to die now, how would she be able to get along? Does she work, or if she doesn't work, or do you have children, especially small children not yet in college? All that is important. So depending on how old you are and how old she is, and how much of this income you need to replace, because she may be working, and that would be another question that had to be filtered in. So it's not a simple answer. It could be a very important step for you to take, is to find out how much insurance you might need to supplement your lifestyles if you were not around with bringing home a paycheck as you are now. So it's a great question. We look forward for you maybe meeting with us and let's talking about why and how much you might need to satisfy an unknown need.
It kind of highlights a great issue, because a lot of people don't think that they need life insurance when they get older, especially as they get closer to retirement. A lot of people just assume, well, I'd have no need for that. But it's funny, because I'm sure you guys see examples all the time of where life insurance is actually a great applicable thing for somebody to have in different situations.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a very inexpensive way to leverage assets, and could be designed to pay for taxes or lifestyle or income needs or college education. Lots of reasons to think about life insurance and retirement. Even today, we have new types of life insurance products that provide living benefits, critical illness, long-term care, assisted living, adult daycare. Those cash values or the death benefits can be accessible for needs outside of just a death benefit. So life insurance has a place in retirement planning, absolutely.
Again, if you want to get help with your financial plan, call Bill Danner, Daniel Neesmith, and the Security First Asset Management team at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. It's now time for another fact of the week, and Daniel has the next fact for us. And always look forward to your facts. Daniel, what do you have for us this week?
Well, this one is just to highlight how important it is in life to accept the fact that things change. They say that there's three things that are held constant: death, taxes, and change. And this kind of illustrates that. So recently, the Kentucky Coal Museum decided to install solar panels on the building's roof to lower electricity costs, and they save between $8,000 and $10,000 a year. Now, when the communications director was asked about this, he said, "It is a little ironic that that's the case." But I found that really interesting, that that now, in their particular situation, Kentucky Coal Museum has solar panels on their roof, saves them $8,000 to $10,000 a year.
Wow, okay. That's pretty funny.
Sure is funny.
The solar panel thing is interesting. I've got a sister-in-law, and their family installed solar panels at their home. It was a really expensive venture to install those things, but they were like, "Oh, we'll get the money back. We're going to be in this house for 30 years, so we'll get that money back out of it, certainly." But they're moving, and they've only been in there for like 2 years, and all of a sudden now they're moving. So they're like, and we said, "Do you think you'll get solar panels on your next house?" And they said, "Nah, probably not."
Probably not. Yeah, I looked into it. It wasn't cost efficient for me at all, cost effective. So maybe one day it'll be like that in Georgia, but right now Kentucky Coal Museum's got us beat.
That should tell you all you need to know right there, right?
Yep.
That's pretty good. Well, you mentioned death and taxes in your fact of the week there, and those are two events that are very stressful, and that people worry about and think about a lot. And it reminds me of a study that we came across recently that said psychologists have determined that the number 10 most stressful event that you can experience in life is retirement, which kind of is a bit of a head scratcher, I guess, to see the 10th most stressful event in life is retirement. The events on the list that are considered more stressful include things like death of a spouse, divorce, going to jail. So I guess all those things are legitimately ahead of it. But still, I don't think retirement should be all that stressful. That's kind of the opposite of why we work so hard to get to retirement, right? We don't want it to be this stressful thing. So let's take a look at some of the ways we can proactively deal with stress in retirement. I think one good tip, and I'll be interested in your thoughts on this, is to understand the significant lifestyle changes that come with retirement. The better we can understand how life is going to change, the easier we'll be able to deal with it.
You're absolutely right, Walter. We work with folks in this age group. That's who we focus on, and they are stressed out because they don't know the unknown. and they don't understand the risk that possibly they could be having. But lifestyle changes, I tell people all the time, we tell them, hey, a new client, if you're retiring today, it's probably going to be a year or two, maybe even longer, before you really understand what you're going to be doing. Because, you know, we're all excited and we're nervous, and we've got to fill our time with something valuable and important to us. So we're no longer on the clock. We no longer are being pulled left and right for meetings. And most of us really don't even know what day of the week it is when we retire. So, you know, we're not actively involved. We're not traveling for work. We're not traveling to and from work.
Every day is Saturday. Yeah,
yeah, right. We don't experience the drama of coworkers and things of that nature could be there.
You're making this sound real good, man.
Well, yeah, but what do you do? I mean, then you get stress between you and your wife if you're not careful. You better have something to do. We encourage folks to dreamcast. We want them to think about what they want to be doing in retirement, and let's plan for it. Let's help you plan for it. Last week we had an educational event in our office in Macon, and it was all based on travel. Every year we do a couple times a year focus groups, and we ask our clients what they'd like to learn about, and invariably it's always something about, you know, spending time traveling and doing things like that. So we had a client come in that's an avid cruiser and really knows the cruise business. And we packed the house. We had two sessions at noon and dinner, and I think 29 to 30 people there in each of them. And he gave us all kinds of tips on cruising. And there's an interest in that. So, yeah, you know, being informed and understanding what your options are and having something to do, that's very important. It relieves the stress. But more importantly, knowing that you can do it financially eases the stress immensely.
I think that's huge. All right, so really good first tip to kind of eliminate or reduce the stress that retirement apparently brings to a lot of people is understand those lifestyle changes that you're going to go through, both for the better and for the worse. It's a balancing act. Also, another good tip would be to embrace the opportunity to face new challenges. So look at that rather than, you know, I think anybody who's reached retirement probably views new challenges as opportunity. I think more so it's just realizing the fact that there will now be plenty of new things for you to be involved with when you get to retirement age.
Yeah, all the new opportunities you'll have with the time that you have on your hands. When you retire, I think it's important not to eliminate all the challenges in your life. Just see it as the start of tackling new ones. They say that, you know, as human beings, we should never stop learning. And a modest stress is really good for mental health. If we want to make sure that our clients, as they age, they stay mentally sharp. So most of ours are all of our clients are ambitious and like to do things like Bill was mentioning, traveling, seeing their grandkids, a lot of them golf. Finding the challenges you face and enjoying new ones will keep you engaged and active. And so just make sure that you also have time to relax too, though. Don't just seek out nothing but challenges, but don't run away from them either, because you'll find out that you'll enjoy life more by doing that.
Yeah, another good thing to think about there, absolutely. So embrace the opportunity to face new challenges, but also keep your options open. What do we mean by that?
Well, I mentioned earlier, we need to dream about what we want to do in retirement. And, you know, some couples want to move somewhere. I've noticed this the last few years. You have couples from up north that may move to Florida. Something happens in Florida, like a hurricane, or the taxes go up, and they move halfway back to Ohio, back in Tennessee or Georgia or someplace like that. You know, that could happen. You might decide to move somewhere and not like it, and then have to make that change again. So you always need to have your options all open. You need to be where you are the most comfortable. Some people like to volunteer, and some people even may want to start a new business. Just keep options open in retirement. Do the things you want to do, things that don't create additional stress, but things that you want to do. There's no shame in changing directions and doing something different than what you thought you might want to do when you first retired. There's nobody reporting on that. There's nobody looking over your shoulder being critical. Just keep your options open.
And retirement can be a stressful thing, but not, Daniel, if you keep your sense of perspective about things.
That's right. Really, retirement is a fairly new concept. It's only been around about 100 years. People's lifespans used to not last as long as they do now. There wasn't as much wealth in the economy. not everyone had the opportunity to retire. So it's a fairly new concept. We're still learning about it. As obviously 81% of people don't know the amount of money they need to have saved for retirement. We have a lot of work to do in that area. But as far as keeping your sense of perspective, I think you should view it as an opportunity and be grateful that you're fortunate enough to experience that stage in life. Really, throughout life, we have ups and downs, and we should count ourselves lucky to be alive and where we're at. I heard a really interesting phrase this past weekend on the radio. This gentleman said, you need to keep your gratitude higher than your expectations, and you'll always be happy.
I like that.
That makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah,
your gratitude absolutely. Higher than your expectations.
Yep.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. So we want to make sure that our clients keep their sense of perspective.
That's very good. We're talking with the team at Security First Asset Management, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, here on Retirement Income Solutions. They are your local wealth advisors in Dublin and in Macon as well, serving you all throughout Middle Georgia. And we're talking about how psychologists released a study that says retirement is the 10th most stressful event that you can experience in life. And we've been giving some tips on how to eliminate some of that stress. Obviously, one of the reasons it's so stressful is going to be the financial component, not really even just the lifestyle aspect of making that transition to retirement, but all the financial stuff that has to go into it as well. So guys, this one may seem kind of obvious, but I think it's a good one to finish on. You can eliminate a lot of that stress about retirement if you work closely with a good financial advisor.
No doubt about it. The uncertainties, you can kind of smooth the ride, so to speak. It's not a straight path to bliss. It's got a lot of curves on the highway. A good plan in place helps eliminate uncertainty, and it will definitely eliminate the stress level. So create a plan and find an advisor, sit down and create that plan and have this guy work for you. That's what it's all about. Have that advisor work for you in creating and making sure the plan's adjusted properly so you don't outlive your money. And then you can go and do and enjoy the things you want to do in life. Understanding that you can, understanding with a surety, with confidence that you've created a plan with an advisor that's going to have your back and be working with you, it eliminates a lot of the anxiety that can come about in retirement. So we're very passionate about what we do. We really thrive on helping people understand where they are and help them plan on where they want to go and then put a plan together and make sure they have a high probability of getting there. We call it the Lifetime Income Blueprint. So for the next 10 callers out there today, if you're the first 10 callers with at least $100,000 you've put aside and for retirement, give us a call at 800-987-1443 and we'll sit down with you and give you an analysis of where you are and help you create a Lifetime Income Blueprint. So if this is something you're concerned about, if you're wanting to know how to deal with some of the challenges we talked about today, sit down and let's have a conversation. So give us a call today. Let us help you put a plan in place that will help you deal with the stresses that might come up in the lifetime that you'll have in retirement. So give us a call at 800-987-1443 today.
Again, if you're one of the next 10 callers, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith will make sure to set aside time on the calendar to meet with you in the near future. You can secure that complimentary review by calling now. 800-987-1443 is the number to call. That's 800-987-1443. They are your local wealth advisor serving you in Middle Georgia with offices in Dublin and in Macon as well. 800-987-1443. Call now and get that review. 800-987-1443. Guys, always appreciate the help and the guidance here on the show, and we'll look forward to another great talk next week.
Thanks, Walter. Thanks, Walter. Have a great week, buddy.
You do as well. That's Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. I'm Walter Storholt. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. One more time, your number to call is 800-987-1443. Thanks for joining us on Retirement Income Solutions, and as always, we hope you listen, plan, and thrive.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.